Today's Shir Masechta Zvachim Daf Pei Dalad. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss the concept that we learned in our previous Shir, the concept that under certain circumstances, if something that wasn't supposed to be put on the Mizbeach was put on the Mizbeach, the Loch is if it was put there, it remains there. But as we have also been learning, based on the different opinions of different Tanoim, there's some Kabbonis where that is the halacha in some places that's not. And the Gemara identifies such example. Mincha Bobof Neatzma, if somebody brought a carbon mincha independently of a carbon, as we're going to learn, there is a concept in halacha that somebody could donate a minchas nesachim, which is just a carbon mincha, just nesachim, without having brought a carbon. And not that is a question, if this mincha became disqualified and it was put on the mizbeach, what would be the halacha? Says the Gemara, divrei kulan, according to most tanoim, the halacha is leiter, it shouldn't be taken down. According to Rabbi Yeshua, because anything that's supposed to be burnt, this is supposed to be burnt. According to Gamliel, because anything that's put on the Mizbeach, the halacha is in Allah loyteirid. And this is certainly something that's put on the Mizbeach. According to Rav Shimon, the halacha depends, is this something that comes independently? And it is, as we just said, this is the kind of carbon that could come independently. And because it could come independently, the halacha is that I'm all alone tired. However, the divra of Yosef is Lili Rav Kiva. According to Rav Yosef, Lili and Rav Kiva, they should tired because they hold that the only thing that has the halacha all alone tired is an animal or a bird, which are similar to a carbon oila. But if it's not a bird or an animal, carbon mincha, the halacha would be that if it's put on the mizbeach improperly, it should be moved. Mincha ba mezevach, as we mentioned a moment ago, when you bring a carbon, you bring along with it minchas nesachim. So now the question is, what would be the halacha if that became disqualified? Does it remain on the mizbeach or not? Says the Gemara, divrei Rav Gamliel Rav Yeshua lo tarid, because their opinion is that if it's something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, or it's something that is belongs in the mizbeach, the halacha is that it's taken off the mizbeach. However, l'divrei kulan, it's not taken off the mizbeach. L'divrei kulan, according to the other opinions, for the various reasons that we've been explaining, this tired should be taken off the mizbeach. But now we go into what we mentioned a moment ago: nesachim habar mifneatzma. Somebody donated the nesachim, not attached to a carbon. L'divrei kulan, according to most opinions, yerdu, they should be taken off the mizbeach. However, l'divrei Gamliel Rav Shimon, according to Gamliel, he says that's something that belongs on the mizbeach. According to Shimon, because they come, it's an independent carbon. Rav Shimon says when you bring a carbon that you chayiv independently, then it's put on the mizbeach. There's also explains the Rishash, part of the discussion and understanding this case is when somebody brings a minchas nesachim, what is done with that minchas nesachim? Is it put on the mizbeach and burnt, or is it just poured down the drain? If it's put on the mizbeach to be burnt, then there's more of a reason that the halacha should be emololoi tered versus where it's just poured down the drain. But if you brought the sochem together with the carbon, according to most tanoim, that should be removed from the mizbeach. Because according to Rabbi Shua, it's not something that's burnt. It just, as we said, poured down the drain. According to Shimon, they're not coming independently. They're coming together with the carbon. According to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Kiva, because they're not a type of a carbon oila. Ask the Gemara, again, the Nesachim by Mezavach with Klivrei Hakol Yardu, according to most Tanoim, it should be removed. L'divrei Reb Gamliel Chudei, only according to Reb Gamliel. The Gamliel's opinion is that anything that's put on the Mizbeach, the halacha is that it stays there. So this will be the halacha lo yardu. Ask them Rav Shita. We have in our shiurim explained the basis for all the different opinions. Once we've identified everybody's opinion, so then the question that the Gemara has is why do we have to mention all these cases? Once you know somebody's opinion, then everything else falls into place. Answers the Gemara, because we wanted to learn the Chiddush, the Mincha b'Bafnei Atzmus Tzuchalei. That if somebody wants to donate a Karban Mincha, even if it's not being brought along with a Karban, Ukir Rava. And we're learning something that Rava taught us. Dama Rava, it's not of Adam Minchas Nesachim B'chal Yoyim. A person could donate a Karban Minchas Nesachim, which is completely burnt, even if he didn't bring a Karban. And even though we don't find such a Mincha mentioned in the Torah, that's the only time we mention a mincha in the Torah is the mincha that comes along with a carbon. If somebody, however, indicated that he wants to just bring a minchas nesachim, the halacha is that he brings it. The question is, when somebody makes this donation, does he give just flour and oil, or does he also have to give oil? I saw it's a wine. I saw it's machlokes rishonim. However, even whether we does have to bring along wine or not, as we've discussed numerous times, when you bring a carbon mincha, there are four steps in bringing a carbon mincha, corresponding to the four steps to when you bring a regular carbon. There's the kmitza. There's the Kiddush Kaimitz of putting the Kaimitz, as we discussed in our previous year, in a Kli Sharis. The Halacha of taking the Mincha to the Mizbeach Akhtara on burning it. The Halacha here is that here it doesn't have all these four steps, but rather, and as we also know, usually by Karban Mincha, the Kaimitz is taken off, and as we just said, put on the Mizbeach, and the rest of the Karban is eaten by the Kohanim. Here, there is no kmitza. The entire carbon is burnt, and nothing is given to the Kohanim to be eaten. As I said, there's a machloikas rishonim. If when you bring a carbon minchas nesachim that we're speaking about, do you bring wine or not? And the way I saw the Brisker Rav explains the basis for this question, he says, we know that when you bring a carbon mincha, when you bring the sachim, you bring a carbon mincha together with your carbon, and the Torah gives us exactly what should be brought, etc. So we know we have to bring flour and oil and wine. The question is, the flour and oil that are brought, and then the wine, are they all part of the carbon mincha? If they are all part of the carbon mincha, so we see that wine is part of the carbon mincha, and therefore by minchas nesachim that are brought just by themselves, wine would be brought as well. Or is the chiyuv of bringing wine really connected to the carbon? That the Torah HaKadosh says that when you bring a carbon, you have to bring a carbon mincha along with it, and besides that you have to bring a carbon mincha along with it, you also have to bring wine. If that's the case, only when you're bringing a carbon is there a necessity to bring wine along. But if you're not bringing a carbon, there would be no obligation to bring wine. And here we're learning that you could bring a carbon nesach nesachim. So as the Gemara, if that's what Rish Lakish wants to teach us, so ask the Gemara, Nashmina Kadirava, why don't you just teach us that what Rav has taught us, that you could bring a mechus nesachim is correct? Answers the Gemara, so says the Gemara, what Rish Lakish was really coming to teach us, that the Nesachim that comes along with a carbon, according to Shimon, but we have learned that the halacha is that even though, as we're saying over and over, that when you bring a carbon, you have to bring along with it a Nesachim, the halacha is you don't have to necessarily bring it on that day. Since the halach is the makrel of the machav of yom mechara, since the halach is that you can bring the mechas nesachim at another time, sakatat chamayna, we would think hava amar, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, when the pasuk speaks about the kabbonis of chag asukas, and the pasuk says so often the words menchasav neskayim, we learn menchasav neskayim belayla, you could bring it by night. So therefore, since they're not really that connected to the carbon, because the carbon is brought today and the minchas nesachim are brought so many days later, so therefore the halacha maybe ought to be that they're considered like nesachim abayim b'fnei atzmadamu. And even though Rav Shimon says that a carbon that's connected to another carbon, the minchas nesachim, which are connected to the carbon, do not have a din of olal or yardu. Here, since this carbon menchus nesachim can be brought so many days later, that should mean that it's not connected to the carbon. And therefore, Rav Shimon would agree, mor lo yardu. Rav Shimon would agree, mor Rav Shimon da yardu. Lo yardu, they're not considered connected to the carbon. And therefore, they should have the dim olal yardu kamash malon, that the halach is, even though they don't have to be brought on the same day, they're still connected to that carbon. And since they're still connected to that carbon, they're not considered an independent carbon. And if they are not considered an independent carbon, the halach will be, we don't have the rule of olal yardu. It's important to point out that This halacha that we could bring the mechas nesachim at night is only, says the Shita Mekubetzes, a mechas nesachim that's brought along with a carbon. But if we just learned a moment ago that one could bring an independent mechas nesachim, there the halacha is that that carbon could only be brought by day. Furthermore, the halacha is that even though we're saying that you could bring the carbon mechas nesachim many days after bringing the carbon, l'chatchila, you should bring it together that day. That's the opinion of Rashi. Tosis differentiates between a carbon yachid versus a carbon tzibur. He said by a carbon tzibur, you should bring the mechas nesachim along with the carbon the day you bring the carbon. By mechas yachid, the halacha is that you should, by mechas yachid, you could bring it many days later. Says the Mishnah, Elu, now we're going to list the cases that I'm olu lo yardu, that if something which was disqualified, it should remain on the Mizbeach. Halon, if something, a carbon that was not on the Mizbeach all night long, Hayotze, a carbon that was taken outside of the Azara, Vatame, if the carbon got Tame, Shachet Chutz Lazmanoi, Chutz Mekoimoi, if the carbon was brought with a Machshavas Pigel of Chutz Lazmanoi, Chutz Mekoimoi, Shukibu Psulin, if people who are disqualified from doing the Kabbalah Saddam were the ones that did the Kabbalah Saddam, the Zarkos Tamei, of the people who are disqualified, the Zrika Saddam, did the Zrik Saddam. In all these cases, the halacha is emolu la yardu. Says the Gemara of Yehuda Aymer, shenishchet belayla, a carbon that the shechita was done at night, or shenishpach dama, that the blood of the carbon was poured out on the ground, the yotze dama chutz l'klaim, or if the dam was taken out of the azara. And also in these cases, and also if they were put on the mizbeach, tered, they should be taken off from the mizbeach. If Shimon Aimer loy tered, if Shimon disagrees, and he says that even in these cases, the halacha is a malo loy tered, because of Shimon Aimer, if Shimon teaches us, kol shepsula bekodesh, anything that became possible. And after came, this is Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is that anything that became posel after was in the Azara, the halacha is, a kodesh mekabloi. It remains kodesh, and there's a halacha of mololoi teret. Loi haya psula bekodesh, if it was not, it was became kodesh before it was brought into the Azara, then the halacha is ain a kodesh mekabloi, and the halacha is a mololoi teret. That's the way Rashi explains. Tosfos explains that it's not dependent on being before or before was in the Azara or after was in the Azara. Tosfos says, did it become disqualified before it was in the Kli Sharis or after it was in the Kli Sharis? The Chofetz Chaim had a son, Reb Leib, and Reb Leib once went to visit Eretz Yisrael, and then he came back to Europe. He says that, I don't think you did the right thing. He says, once you were in Eretz Yisrael, you should remain in Eretz Yisrael. And he said, that's the same why, because kol, as we just learned, kol shepsula b'kodesh, anything that happens to somebody when it's in the kodesh makabloi, that's why he explained there are people that want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Because we don't know what will be when Mashiach comes. The kol shepsula b'kodesh, anybody who is connected to Eretz Yisrael, kodesh makabloi, will remain in Eretz Yisrael, will remain together with all those who else are kodesh. I saw another pshat that kol kodesh, kol shebekodesh mekabloi, if somebody connects himself to the tzibur, and the tzibur are individuals who are doing what is kodesh, if somebody connects himself to kedusha, then a kodesh mekabloi, then the kodesh will keep him there. Connecting yourself to kedusha is critical. But Slach uses this gemara to teach us some very important halachas as far as hilchas tefillah. And one of the things that he says when he speaks about this is, one is that somebody who is davening with a tzibur. So even though, as we mentioned a moment ago, he may be is not where he ought to be, but because he's connecting himself to the tzibur, and in the tzibur there's the power of tefillah b'tzibur, so even though he maybe isn't where he is, not where he should be with the kavanah that he's supposed to have during his tefillah, the kodesh mekabloi, that will help his tefillah to be accepted, even though it might be somewhat lacking. And then he says the tzlach, the Noda Behuda, also uses this gemara to teach us a concept of kol shebekodesh mekabloi, to teach us the power of davening in a beis haknesses. That he says that the halacha is that even if somebody unfortunately is not able to daven, is not able to daven tefillah b'tzibah for whatever reason, and he's davening, he should still daven in a beis haknesses, as the Torah teaches us. Lo yispal Adam el beis haknesses in betzibur. The proper way of davening is to daven in a shul tefillah betzibur. Kfish Amar Rabbi Yochanan says the Torah in Siman Tzadik, ain't tefillah shel Adam nashmas el beis haknesses. Says the Beis Yosef that if we look at the Torah simply, it seems that the Torah is teaching us that in order for the tefillah to be in the skabel, it has to be daven betzibur in the beis haknesses. But if you're davening b'yechidus, says the Beis Yosef, it really maybe ought not to make a difference where you're davening. But Rabbeinu Yoina quotes the Gaonim that even if the person is not davening tefillah b'tzibur, he should at least daven in the Beis Knesses, because that is the place where tefillah is more likely to be accepted. As the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Brachos, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ain't tefillah shel Adam nishmas el beis haknesses. The tefillah is only, it's supposed to be, is accepted only in beis haknesses. He also, Rabbeinu Yoina also says that if somebody is going to be davening for whatever reason, be yechidus, he should at least try to daven at the time that the tzibur is davening tefillah b'tzibur. So even though you're not unfortunately participating in the tefillah hatzibur, but the fact that you're davening when the tzibur is davening is already most helpful. So the way we're learning is that the proper thing to do, of course, is to daven betzibur, is to daven betzibur in the Beis HaKnesses. If, however, you're not able to daven for whatever reason betzibur, then you should daven at least in the Beis HaKnesses, and you should daven when the tzibur is davening. Because this is all based, as the Tzlach said in our Gemara, said, Kol Shebekodesh, and the Tzlach, and the Gemara, Masechta Brachos, says, Davov Amin Aleph, Abba Bin Yaman Omer, Ein Tefila Shaladim Lishmas, a person's tefila is only accepted El Beis HaKnesses, Shenem El Shmael Arena Vel Tefila, Barakam Rina Shomtei Tefila, Omer of Avin Bar Ado, Omer of Yitzchak, Nine Shakarish Baruch Hu Motzik Beis HaKnesses. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is found in the Beis HaKnesses? Shenemar Elakim Nitzav Badas Kael. The Yerushalmi in Brachas Perek Hei Halach Aleph says, Omer of Yochanan Mispal B'tach Beisai, if somebody davens at home, Ki Lumakifa Chayme Shal Barzel. It's as if he's being surrounded by metal wall. It says the Yerushalmi further. Repechas b'shmei Reboishia Mispal Beis HaKnesses Kil Makrav Mincha Tahira. If somebody is davening in a shul, it's as if he's bringing a Mincha Tahira. And it says to Yerushalmi, Ma Tam, why do you say so? Kashivu Bnei Yisrael, so Mincha B'kli Tor, Beis Hashem. If you're in the Beis Hashem, it's considered like you're bringing a Mincha Tahira. Ravuam Shem Ravuah, Dirshas Hashem in Matzu, find Hashem where he is found. Echen Hu Matzi, where he is found, but the Kinsiyos, but the Kinsiyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found to, in the Bata Kinsiyos, about the Kinsiyos. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah says, Tefillah had tzibah nishmas tamid. V'lo yisbahu b'yochid. A person she not daven b'yachidus calls match yochid l'sbahu b'tzibur as long as he could daven tefillah b'tzibur. V'lo yalam yashkin odav yara l'beis knesses. And then the Rambam continues that a person should always go to shul. Shein tefillah nishmas el b'beis knesses. The tefillah is heard in the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, even if somebody is unable to daven b'tzibur, should still daven in the shul. However, there are two caveats. One is that if the Shulchan Aruch tells us different rules, what are the rules, how much a person has to travel to daven b'minyan. It seems that even though those rules apply in order to daven b'minyan, those rules do not necessarily apply to somebody davening the Beis HaKnesses. That means if somebody knows he's not davening b'minyan and he wants to daven in a Beis HaKnesses, that is a worthy thing to do, but the rules of traveling don't apply under those circumstances. The other point to be made is if somebody is not davening tefillah b'tzibur, and now the question is, he could daven at home, or he could daven in shul, but he'll have more kavanah davening at home. So even though that isn't a valid reason not to daven tefillah b'tzibur, but here he's not davening tefillah b'tzibur anyway. Since he's not davening tefillah b'tzibur anyway, maybe he could daven at home and will have more kavanah. Also, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph says, Amar Abaye Mareish have a gesina b'goy beisa. I used to learn at home matzila b'bei kenashta, and I davened in the Beis HaKnesses. However, he says, kivin l'shemana l'hodam Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmei du'ula miyom shachar Beis HaMikdash ein loy l'kadosh baruch hu b'olamai ela dal am shalach b'vad. From the Churban Abayis, the main place that the Shechina is found is where Torah is learned. Lo have matzilna. I only daven El Hecha de Gersina, only way I learn. And the Gemara tells us that Rav Ami and Rav Asi, even though there were 13 Batei Knesiyos in Tveria, they were careful to daven where they are learning. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simet Tzadik Sif Yud Ches teaches us Beis Medrash Kavua, a place where learning takes place, is Kadosh Yoiser Mebeis HaKnesses, is more, is holier than the Beis HaKnesses, or Mitzvah L'Spal Bar Yoiser Beis HaKnesses. And there's a mitzvah specifically to daven in that Beis HaKnesses. And I saw that the Tiferes Yisrael writes that the Kahanim, every day, when they had to daven while they were in the Beis HaMikdash, would go out of the way to specifically daven. They would go out of the way to specifically daven the Lishkus Hagozes. Why, from all of the areas in the Beis HaMikdash, did they daven in the Lishkus Hagozes? Explains the Tiferes Yisrael, because we know the Lishkus Hagozes is where the Sanhedrin sat. And since that's the place where the Sanhedrin sat, so that was the place where Torah was learned. And that's why it's the most appropriate place to daven. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah just differentiated the things that are psul b'kodesh, that if that the halach is m'ola lo yared, versus things that are not psul b'kodesh, that the halach is m'ola tered. Ve'elish lo yared psul b'kodesh. So the Mishnah identifies what is lo yared psul b'kodesh. Hariveya, an animal that was raveya or nervous, sodomized or was sodomized. Hamuksa, an animal that was set aside to avodah zara. Vaneva, the animal that was worshipped as avodah zara. Vaesnan, an animal that was used to pay a zayna, for our services. Hamechir, an animal that was exchanged for a dog. Vaklayim, an animal that's a mixed breed. Hatrefa, hayoyts a dolphin, an animal that came out through cesarean section, not through a natural birth. Bali mumen, an animal that's a mum. Rabbi Kiva, machshav b'bali mumen. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that if an animal has a mum and it was put on the mizbeach, the loch will be m'olo lo yared. Rachnina, skanakanam oimer, doicha ya'aba, bali mumen m'gabe mizbeach. He says that my father would have this animal, these type of animals, removed from the mizbeach. Says the mystic shame. Shem Olu Lo Yardu, just like the Aloch is, that if they were put on the Mizbeach improperly, the Aloch is Lo Yardu. Similarly, Kach Im Yardu, the Aloch is that if they were removed from the Mizbeach, Lo Yalu, that they shouldn't be put back on the Mizbeach. What does the word shame come to teach us? So I saw that the Sefer Nachla Shmuel explains what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is that if it was put back on the Mizbeach, it fell off the Mizbeach, it was taken and put back on the Mizbeach, it was done deliberately, then it should be removed, even though now it's on the Mizbeach. The Kulan, Sha'olu Chaim L'Rosh Mizbeach, continues the Mishnah, anything that was brought on the Mizbeach alive, Yerdu, it should be removed from the Mizbeach. Oilish also, Chai L'Rosh Mizbeach, a carbon oiler that was brought on the Mizbeach while it's alive, Tered. Shach the B'Rosh Mizbeach, if, however, somebody did the Shechit of this oiler on the Mizbeach, Yafshit, we should skin it, V'Yinatzcha, and cut it up from the Mekaymai, and leave it that way on the Mizbeach. Says the Matan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk says, Zois Tyrus Oila, Hia Oila. So the Pasuk says three words, Zois, Hi, Oila, all words that represent a Miyut, Shloish Miyutim. The Torah is teaching us three words that come to exclude, Prach Nishk the Belaila. Torah is teaching us that if an animal was brought by night, or if the animal was nishpach dama, the blood of the animal was poured on the floor, or shiyat dama chutz l'klayim, or the blood of the carbon was taken outside the azara, and all of these cases, the halach will be, and also, if they were put on the mizbeach, the halach will require the tered that they should be taken off the mizbeach. Rav Shimon Omer, Oila, Eli Ela Oila Kshera, we only know that the Mizbeach has the ability to Makadish a kosher carbon oilah. Menayel Rabbi Shnushka Belayla, Shnushbek Domov, Shiyotza Domachutz Lakloim, Valon, that they was not on the Mizbeach all night long. Vayoitzu was taken outside the Azor Vatomei, or Vitztomei, Shnushka Chutzlus Manachutz Makoimai, or was Shlechta with a Machshavas Chutzlus Manachutz Makoimai, or Shekibu Psulim Estomai, Shekibu Psulim, the Zarkus Domin, if the people who did the Kabbal Saddam, the Zik Saddam, were people who are not, who are apostles from doing these avoided, Hanitana Lamala, Shnitan Lamala, as we spoke many times, certain kabbanas, the blood is put on the lower half of the Mizbeach, certain kabbanas, the blood is put on the upper half of the Mizbeach, Hanitana Lamata, Shnitan Lamala, or Lamala, Shnosan Lamata, Hanitana Bechutz, kabbanas, that the blood is supposed to be put on the Mizbeach HaKitzin, Shnisna Befnim, that the blood was put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or vice versa, Befnim Shnisna Bechutz, or Pesach V'Chatas, going back to the first Mishnah of our Masechta, or Karim Pesach, or Karim Chatas, Shoshachtan Shloi L'Shmon, that were brought Shloi L'Shmon, Menayin, how do we know by all these kabbanas as well, that the loch is Emolu Lo Yerdu, Tamalayim Torah Sa'ola, Reba Torah Achas L'Chola Olam. The Torah is teaching us that the same din applies to all kabbanas, Shem Olu, that Olu Lo Yarden. However, I saw that the Chazanist says that this halacha, this new halacha that we're learning of Olu Lo Yardu, he says only applies if the carbon was put on the Mizbeach by a human being. But if it was put on the Mizbeach not through a human being, then this halacha of Olu Lo Yardu would not apply. Continues the Braisa. Yoch Shalani Mar Bar Reveya V'Nirva V'Mux V'Neved V'Estan HaMechir Klein V'Treif V'Yotza Daimafin, that in all these cases the halacha will also be Emolu Lo Yardu. Tamalayim the Pasuk says Zois to exclude them, and that the halacha by these is not Emolu Lo Yardu. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Omar Risa Larabbas as Elu, why are we saying that the various cases that were identified in Olu Lo Yardu, or Lahoitsu as Elu, and then excludes in certain cases Daloka is in Olu Tayardu? So ask the Gemara, why is Daloka established this way? Answers the Gemara, Acha Shariba Kosov Amir, in the Pasuk, there are things that the Torah is coming to include, and the Torah is coming to exclude. So now the Gemara establishes what is the rule, how to know where to apply what rule, says the Gemara. Ma'avanis Elishaya Sulam Kodesh, as we mentioned earlier, anything, as Rashi said, anything that became possible after it's in the Azara, that's Rashi's pshat. The Sefer Tzemach Tzadik explains that Misha Psula B'Kodesh, somebody that realizes that he's not Kodesh, that he has a way to go, HaKodesh Mekabloi. That is the individual that still can become holy. But Misha Ena Psula B'Kodesh, somebody who doesn't view his situation as being a problem, he thinks he has already achieved the highest Madreg of Kedusha, that person in a Kaddish Mekabloi. Only somebody who realizes Zois Tyrus Oila, somebody who realizes that he Oila, that he still has a way to go to grow in his Avodas Hashem, only such an individual has the ability that Kaddish Mekabloi, that he will eventually grow in his Avodas Hashem. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Maislam Hacha. Rabbi Yehuda learns his opinion as follows. Neima Amrulon Bedam Kosher. Why is the halacha if somebody kept the dam overnight that the halacha is that Im Olu Lo Yerdu? Sharei Lon Kosher Beimorim. The halacha is that the Emorim that are put on the Mizbeach, so you have an opportunity to put them on all night long. So since you have the opportunity to put them on all night long, So we see that being off the Mizbeach all night is not such a strong disqualification. And therefore, the halach is emol lo yardu. Sherei lon kosher bemarim. Lon bemarim kosher. How do we know that indeed, if you didn't put the emarin all night, because if the halach is that emol lo yardu, because the halach is sherei lon kosher bosser. As we've discussed many times, the halach is that a carbon shlomim is nechal l'shnei yomim v'lai lechad. So since the carbon shlomim is nechal l'shnei yomim v'lai lechad, so the fact that you still have the meat after that night, that doesn't disqualify the meat. And that, therefore, informs what the halach should be by emurim, and then that informs what the halach should be by dam. Yoytze, what's the halach if the meat was taken out of the azara? If that meat was put on the Mizbeach, it's lo yardu. Because we have a precedent, shayyotze, shayyotze, v'hut avoid the tzibur, shayyotze kash b'bama. There is no halacha of yotze by a bama. All this halacha with the azara is only by the Beis HaMikdash. Why, if something became tamei, are we lenient? Because since it can be used for avodas tzibur. So we see tumah hutra b'tzibur, so that's why we see that tumah is not considered the same serious breach of kedusha, and therefore the halacha will be ma'ala lo yared. Chutz l'zmanoi, if a carbon was brought l'machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, why is the halacha ma'ala lo yardu? Because the halacha is hoil umaratz l'begula, a halacha that we've learned many times, that the halacha is that a carbon cannot be considered pigul unless you do all four avoidus. Only then can the carbon become pigul. So we see that the carbon is done properly. Because in fact, if it wasn't done properly with all four avoidus, it would never become pigul. So that's by chutzlum zmanoi, which is the higher level pigul. How do we know chutzlum kaimai? Says the Gemara, Hoil the iskish b'chutz l'zmanoi. The halachas of chutz l'mekaymai are similar to the halachas of chutz l'zmanoi. So we said this halacha b'chutz l'zmanoi, let's extend it to chutz l'mekaymai. And there's a very interesting question. What's the halacha, this halacha that we just learned, that you have to do all the avoidus properly to make something into pigul? Is that halacha only by chutz l'zmanoi, or also by chutz l'mekaymai? Whereas the karvu kamatirav are play only by chutz l'zmanoi, or also by machshavas chutz l'mekaymai? And the Mishnah Melech brings a raya from this Gemara that this halacha of karvu kamatirav, that in order for a carbon to become pigul, you have to have done everything else properly, only applies by chutz l'zmanoi and not by chutz l'mekaymai. He says a very nice raya. The Gemara here said the why by chutz l'zmanoi is the halacha that im ola lo yered, because karva kamatirav. So says the Mishnah Melech, if that were the case, that by chutz l'mekaymai you also need karva kamatirav. So he says, why does the Gemara have to give us a reason that iskish the chutz l'mekaymai is iskish l'chutz l'zmanoi? The Gemara could have said something much simpler. The Gemara could have just said that since by chutz, that just like by chutz l'zmanoi, you need karva kamatirav, and that's why emol lo yerdu, the same thing is by chutz l'mekaymai. But that's not what the Gemara says. What the Gemara says is because chutz l'mekaymai is compared to chutz l'zmanoi. So it seems that the din of karva kamatirav does not apply by the chutz l'mekaymai. Shekibul psulim v'zarka stamim. The halacha is that people are disqualified from doing Kabbalah zrika. Rabbi Yehuda says that the halacha is the behanach psulim d'chaz l'avodas tzibur. We're speaking about a case that the people did who are tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says that these are cases that of tumah hutra b'tzibur. Ask the Gemara, and therefore, since Ketuma Tzibur, that's why he had two Emalu LaYerid. But ask the Gemara, Chidon Dov Shlebech Sher, Dov Shlebech Sheroi, can we learn there when Tuma Tzibur is what the Halacha tells us to do, that it should be brought that way. Here we're talking about a carbon that wasn't done properly. So how can we learn the halacha of a carbon that wasn't done properly from a carbon that was properly? And it says the Gemara Tana, Azois Taras Oila Riba Samachlei, he's relying on Zois Taras Oila, that's the real reason for him Oila LaYared, that the Torah teaches us Taras Oila, anything that was put on the Mizbeach, Oila LaYared.